The Virginia Education Association sponsors Virginia Public Radio on the air and online.
The boxwood plant is prized for its emerald leaves and slow-growing habit, but a blight first seen in the U.S. in 2011 has spread to Virginia, where it threatens home gardens as well as historic sites. The disease eventually kills the plant. It's caused by a fungus spread by contact with the diseased boxwood. Virginia Tech plant pathologist Marianne Hansen tells us what to look for.
One of the obvious symptoms is leaf spots that eventually tend to be lighter brown in the center and darker around the border, and eventually the whole leaf turns brown and drops off the plant. Another really characteristic symptom of the disease is dark streaking on the stems.
Hansen says if you notice the signs, be sure to dispose of the diseased plant properly. Double bag it and bring it to the landfill. Or better yet, take it to your local cooperative extension. They'll send it to her lab at Virginia Tech to be studied. And because boxwood cuttings are often used in holiday wreaths and garlands, she says you should not leave the arrangements outside over the winter.
If people leave the boxwood plant debris from their holiday decorations out in the landscape over the winter, it's possible the pathogen could overwinter and then infect nearby landscape plants. So that's one thing we're really concerned about, especially, you know, at some of these historic sites where they bring in a lot of greenery, and you can't trace back where they came from.
Hansen adds some nurseries here are participating in the Boxwood Blight Cleanliness Program, which involves a set of protocols to keep the disease out and inspections by the Virginia Department of Agriculture. Scientists believe the blight came here from Europe, where it was first seen in the 1990s. I'm Robbie Harris.